let's get straight into the inner sanctum because Tom Mitchell has joined us. He's had a few dramas this morning. Tom, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I've got one of the dogs that's a bit crook, unfortunately, so I've been cleaning up vomit, which has been good fun.
How many dogs have you got?
I got two golden retrievers, so...
Right.
Nala, the oldest one, was a little bit sick the other day. She had a cut on her tummy that got infected, so she's still not right, but, she'll be coming good soon, I think.
Right. What have you been doing during your break? You're one of the last teams to have the week off. What do you get up to during that time?
Yeah, there was a group of us that actually went up to Noosa, so we went up there for 3 or 4 days, which was pretty good. The weather was nice as always, as it is up there, and yeah, it was a real reset, refresh, and I think everyone enjoys the bye week to sort of get ready for the second half of the year.
So, like, do you go for runs, go to the gym and all that sort of stuff, or do you sort of, like, put the tools down for 3 days and have a complete sort of break from it all?
I still did a session. It's not like you go out there and smash yourself and, you know, you're not really going to get fitter from doing one session, but it's more just to keep your body moving. And also, you know, as we know, exercising is good for feeling good mentally as well. So it was probably more of just like an enjoyment run. And we played a bit of tennis up there as well. Boys played a bit of golf. So it was more casual sort of fun training.
Now, I can imagine, Tom, preparing to face the Bulldogs midfield, it's a bit like, where do you look? How do you guys approach it? I mean, they are nearly the deepest in the comp.
Yeah, I would say they are. And they're all quality as well. Like, every single, you know, you could name 6 or 7, but they're all A-grade mids. So, you know, they're pretty unique in the way that their team is set up. Obviously, they're, you know, all their best players, I would say, are in the midfield, and that's where a lot of their key stats lie, around contested ball and clearance and things like that. So, yeah, it's going to be a key part of the game.
Do you sort of worry about their... I know coaches like to play your own system, but how do you guys set up against a midfield like this?
Yeah, I think every week's a bit different, and I think it's more just having an awareness of what the opposition does, and that's every week. But as you said, I think, you know, we regularly try and play our own system as every other team does, and so that's probably what we'll try and do, and it's just more having an awareness of what the opposition is doing but not letting it distract what we need to do.
How have you assessed the first half of the year, and have you had a chance to sit down as a group with sort of like a mid-season report? Do you do that at the Hawks?
Yeah, well, we review each game as per normal, and then we haven't really had a chat about the whole, I guess, first half of the season. We sort of do a monthly review every month. So I think the next catch-up we're doing is next week, actually. So rather than review at mid-season and end of season, we've been reviewing little blocks. So every month we'll do a team review and more of a review of the whole club and how we think everything's working, so we can get the feedback in quicker and make change quicker. So that's actually been working really well this year.
Okay, so from... just for our listeners, what are some of the things that have surprised you in the positive about things that have gone on at Hawthorn this year?
Oh, there's a number of things. I think the Hawthorn fans will be fairly pleased with the effort that's been produced on game day. I know the results probably may not reflect that with 4 wins, 9 losses, but you know that could easily be 7-6. I feel as though most games have been in the game, and against good opposition, you know, we've come off second best by under a goal a couple of times to some good teams. And there's probably been 2 games, Gold Coast and St Kilda, where we were blown out of the water and didn't play great. But every other game, I think we've been in a position to win, which has been pleasing.
And would you say that you've exceeded expectations from a personal point of view on how the season's played out for the team to this point?
Oh, well, the win-loss wouldn't say so. I think as competitors, we would like to be, you know, up the ladder and in finals contention. So the competitive side of me says that, you know, we would love to be a little higher up the ladder. But in terms of effort and a few of the players we've found and things like that, like there is a lot of positives. So, I think it's, a bit here and there. There's a bit of both, I think.
Yeah, I think, Scotty, that's probably a fair assessment of Hawthorn. I think we all kind of feel like they've taken considerable steps forward, but 4-9 doesn't necessarily reflect their season in a lot of ways.
When you're on, Tom, you've claimed a few big scalps. I saw some footage of the skipper with the neck brace off. Have we got any idea when we might see Benny McAvoy?
Yeah, he's looking pretty good. I reckon a return can't be too far away. I don't know the exact time frame. Maybe a month if I was to guess, but you know, he needs to do a fitness block and some footy training to really feel comfortable. You know, neck injuries can be quite serious, so you have to tread with caution as he has. But he had a little milestone in the gym yesterday. I think one of his return to play measures was to bench press 90 kilos in the gym, and he did that, and all the boys were jumping around, pretty happy. So, he's on the right track, and we're pretty pumped to get him back soon.
And tomorrow night, you get Gunston and Lewis back. There's a lot of good judges who have been waiting for Mitch Lewis to sort of really take the next step, and it looks like this season it's happening.
Yeah, it does. I think, you know, he's really matured. I remember over the off-season, he really set himself to come back in better shape, and he put on some size and some muscle, and I think that dedication has set him up for a really strong year, and I think his confidence has just grown from that. Like, he feels as though he belongs, and he's taking real control of the forward line, and he's a presence and wants to be the man. So he's really taking his game to another level.
Who works with him? Has he got a mentor at the club to help him become the player he's becoming, whether it's a Jack Gunston, whether it's a coach? Because it does seem that this has been his breakout year.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does have a mentor. I know David Hale does a really good job with forwards as well, but I think it must be the drive from within to get the most out of yourself. You know, you can be helped and, you know, by coaches and mentors and things, but you can't be reliant on them. So it must have come from within himself to take it upon himself to, get to where he is now.
Can I ask you about one of your teammates who's having a bad trot? I mean, James Warple was really good a couple of years ago, and he's just finding it tough. How do you sort of talk with him, a fellow midfielder who's sort of out of form?
Well, I think with any young player, it's kind of normal to go through, you know, waves of form. It's a pretty tough and brutal game, as we know, AFL. It's not all smooth sailing. And I think most players young, early in their career, you know, you go in waves, and, you know, Warps has played some awesome footy for the footy club, and then, he's had a little bit of a lull, but we completely back him to get back to his best. And, you know, he's an important part of our midfield. So, you know, when he's breaking away from stoppage and things like that, he's a really key part for us.
Is it part of that because of how well Jai Newcomb's been going? Because, I mean, he won the best and fairest the year that you had out, essentially playing your role. You've come back, and then Jai Newcomb comes into the team and has been amazing for you over the last 12 months. Does it become almost circumstantial a bit with James, or are there things that he needs to work on that he was doing when he was in the team doing really well?
Well, yeah, I think we can find a balance with all the midfielders in the team and everyone sharing the load. I think that can be a really beneficial thing for the team. You know, spinning the wheels, keeping fresh legs and energy through there. Like Bulldogs, clearly, we just touched on them before, but that's the model they go with and seems to work pretty well for them. You know, the guys like McRae, Libba, Potsipali, you know, the list goes on. I've missed about Treloar, Dunkley, so many. Like, you know, hopefully we can build a midfield where we have plenty of numbers going through there and then everyone can have an impact.
And is that, have you noticed that a little bit yourself? You've spent a bit more time this year across half forward and not necessarily spending all your time as a midfielder. Do you get off the ground thinking that you're a bit fresher than what perhaps you have been in previous years?
Oh, I think, you know, to have an impact up forward, you still have to work hard. Like, it's not really, you're not going there to have a rest. So I wouldn't say I feel fresher, but, you know, for the team, trying to add strings to my bow and, you know, then we can expose more players through the midfield and ultimately become the team we want to come and find some more players that can play midfield as well. And then, I'm obviously ready to go and experienced player in the midfield whenever I'm required.
Tom, go back to your dog. Look after your dog and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom Mitchell, Brownlow medalist, joining us on the Inner Sanctum with the Hawks back in action this week, having had their bye. And as you said, they take on the Doggies tomorrow night.